Though the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows in order to convince the king. We'll go to text number 2. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but the learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. Text number 3. Asmiloketa varushmi munibis tatra darshibi drishta yoga prayuktascha punsam shreya Translation. To benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conclusive to the prosperity of the people in general. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Vedic civilization takes advantage of the perfect knowledge presented in the Vedas and presented by great sages and brahmanas for the benefit of human society. Vedic injunctions are known as Shruti, and the additional supplementary presentations of these principles as given by the great sages are known as Smriti. They follow the principles of Vedic instruction. Human society should take advantage of the instructions from both Shruti and Smriti. If one wants to advance in spiritual life, he must take these instructions and follow the principles. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one poses himself as advanced in spiritual life, but does not refer to the Shrutis and Smritis, he is simply disturbance in society. One should follow the principles laid down in Shruti and Smritis, not only in one's spiritual life, but in mature life as well. As far as human society is concerned, it should follow the Manu Smriti as well, for these laws are given by Manu, the father of mankind. In the Manu Smriti, it is stated that a woman should not be given independence, but should be given protection by her father, husband, and elderly sons. In all circumstances, a woman should be made dependent upon some guardian. Presently, women are given full independence like men, but actually we can see that such independent women are no happier than those women who are placed under guardians. If people follow the injunctions given by the great sages, Shrutis and Smritis, they can actually be happy in both this life and the next. Unfortunately, rascals are manufacturing so many ways and means to be happy. Everyone is inventing so many methods. Consequently, human society has lost the standard ways of life, both materially and spiritually. And as a result, people are bewildered, and there is no peace or happiness in the world. Although they are trying to solve the problems of human society in the United Nations, they are still baffled, because they do not follow the liberated instructions of the Vedas. They are unhappy. Two significant words used in this verse are asmin and amushmin. Asmin means in this life, and amushmin means in the next life. Unfortunately, in this age, even exalted professors and learned men believe that there is no next life and that everything is finished in this life. Since they are rascals and fools, what advice can they give? Still, they are passing as learned scholars and professors. In this word, the word amushmin is very explicit. It is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will be have a profitable next life, just as a boy is educated in order to become happier later. One should be educated in this life in order to attain eternal and prosperous life after death. It is therefore essential that people follow what is given in the Sriti and Smritis to make sure that human society, human mission is successful. Om Agyanitimirandasya Nandasavakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Dhirantasmai Sri Garadena Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Dhena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tidati Svaparandhyam Adadanas Janandam Devidam Yache Punapuna Srimad Rupa Padam Gujotati Syam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadara Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pancakalpa Durvishcha Vikasindu Vaivita Patitanam Tavane Vaisnavevyo Namo Namaha. So I was born in the darkness of ignorance, with my eyes closed shut. But my spiritual masters open my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my respects at his lotus feet. So here we see King Prithu, somehow he's still not satisfied. The earth has offered so many beautiful prayers. Describes Adaram, his lips. Adaram means lips. His lips are trembling. Mother Earth is also trembling. But she fixes her mind on the lotus feet of the Lord and is now presenting so many more prayers before King Prithu. So she says here, what is that? To benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conclusive to the prosperity of the people in general. Therefore, Prabhupada makes the point that Vedic civilization takes benefit of the Vedas, the Srutis, and the Smritis. Sruti means that which is heard. Like the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads. And Smriti means the great sages, after meditating on the instructions of Sruti to make it more simple for the people in general. They have Smriti, of course, comes from the word smaran, to remember. So by remembering the Srutis, they presented the Smritis. And both of them, Prabhupada explains here, both of them are to be followed. And they give instructions, as I hear said, asmin amushmin. For being peaceful in this life, and a mushmi needs to be peaceful in the next life. Unfortunately, in the modern age, nobody believes in next life. Therefore, the civilization has become, so-called civilization, has become completely upside down and backwards. Especially this Darwinism, that we're just nothing but matter. And we're just a bunch of chemicals that somehow or other turned into human beings. Therefore, people think that let me enjoy as much as I can get from this world, because as soon as I die, everything is finished. Therefore, we have a whole economic and whole society based on greed and lust. And we know greed and lust, which Krishna and Bhagavad Gita tries, they burn like fire. So if fire is there burning in the house, how anybody can be peaceful? They cannot be peaceful. And greed and lust, they're never satisfied. Just like a fire, if you put more wood in the fire, it doesn't become pacified. It burns even brighter. It burns even. Sometimes we put so much wood that the fire dies down for a minute. Huh? But then the next minute, boom, it rises up even higher. So with the civilization, so-called civilization, based on the fact that you only live this one life, therefore you should exploit as much as you can, we have a crazy society. Everybody is exploiting one another, including here Prabhupada describes that one should follow Manusamita. So Manusamita clearly describes a woman should not be given independence. But the clever men, they have invented this so-called women's liberation just so they can exploit the women even more. This Me Too movement is the proof, because women have no protection, therefore they're being exploited by the men. Because this is a nature. And this is the trouble with Western civilization. All Western civilization meant to conquer nature. But material nature is more strong than we can imagine. We see that we're trying in so many ways to conquer nature, but nature is becoming more and more angry. We're getting more and more storms, more and more droughts, more and more earthquakes, because of our exploited mentality. You cannot conquer nature. It has been in the genes for millions of years. It will not be conquered overnight. It will not be conquered at all. It is a natural position of the woman to be protected. And she feels happy in that way. I remember when this women liberation first started, my wife asked when one girl was coming to the temple, and she was a great advocate of women's liberation. And so she fucked my wife just straight out and asked, "Are you happy?" And she said, "No." And she asked a straight out question, because that is the whole purpose of whatever we're doing, is to become happy. Are you happy now that you're liberated? But mostly the experience when they have, of course they should not be exploited either. This is the trouble of, because the whole civilization is based on exploitation. Naturally, the women want to become free from the exploiting men. It is natural. Because there's no protection means protection, not exploitation. It's not a system to exploit women, it is a protection. It is a system to give them protection. So anyway, Vedic literature is there to make us peaceful in this life. That don't try to exploit the resources of material nature will bite back. And material nature, she's biting back like anything. You see, even here in Australia we have ozone hole, one place, because of all our exploitation of the earth, somehow the atmosphere has become less over Australian, so many rays, evil rays in the sun. There's evil rays also, good rays and evil rays. We cannot fight with material nature, we have to learn to go along with material nature. And the more you try to exploit the resources of material nature, the more entangled you'll become in the actions and reactions of karma. So the injunction of the Vedas, try to slow us down from our exploitive mentality and make us responsible. Vedic life means responsible life. The society should be peaceful while we're living, and Aushmi, in the next life also we should be peaceful. This is the whole business of this human form of life. To get free from the cycle of birth and death. We're going through this again and again and again and again. Being born, exploiting material nature for some time, dwindling and finally dying. And according to the work that we've done in this particular life, we'll get a next life. Just like we see in Prabhupada's example, the young boy is educated, he doesn't want to go to school, he doesn't like to go to school. But the parents, they force him. Then, later in life, he can get a nice job, he can support his family nicely and peacefully. It's meant for some higher, we have to undergo some trouble for higher purpose. So Vedas always recommend sense control. Mind control and sense control. But this is very difficult artificially. Therefore, Vedic civilization has given so many positive, Krishna consciousness is the positive joy of spiritual life. It's like Buddhism is simply the negation of material life. But if we simply negate material life, that is very difficult. Just like if I tell you, don't think of the color red, what's in your mind? The color red. Don't think of the color red, then you're whole. It is artificial. But Krishna consciousness is the positive joy. We engage in, we don't say stop singing and dancing. We stop singing all these cinema songs. Now you come and sing beautiful Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadhana. We don't say you stop dancing, you stop all this break dancing and everything, and you do this, we give you the Swami step. We don't say that you stop seeing. You come to the temple, see how beautifully. I'm so astounded by your beautiful Gornita here. They're so beautiful. And Sri Sri Radhabala has such beautiful eyes, charming eyes. Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra, so bright faced. So we don't say stop seeing, but you stop seeing all these material forms. They're simply huge amounts of trees are chopped down just to make pornographic literature, by which you become completely crazy. Huge amounts of energy is there on the internet just to make you crazy. But we come here, we see the forms of the Lord, we feel very joyful, we feel very happy. So we don't say we don't say stop seeing. We say you come see the form of the Lord, see how beautifully the pujari is. We thank the pujaris here in Melbourne, Mahaprabhu Mandir. They decorated the deities, and especially the maintenance. We saw Prabhupada's rooms. The maintenance is impeccable. There's so many places we've seen that things are not maintained properly. We're very indebted to all the devotees of Melbourne, Mahaprabhu Mandir. So we don't say, stop eating, but you stop eating these dead bodies warmed over. You eat nice samosa, pakora, sweet rice, halwa, puri, paneer sabji. So there's a positive joy. Krishna comes as a positive joy of spiritual life. This way, by experiencing that joy, automatically renunciation takes place. It's like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, nani vartante. No, that's a different slok. But anyway, slok is there about something about it by feeling a higher taste one gives up the lower taste. Pranam prishtrani vartate. That's the one I think. Yeah. We're getting a higher taste. So this is positive. We don't say you stop your senses. The senses are like children. Children, they're the perfect example of no sense control. They're just running around after everything. Whatever they get, it goes in their mouth. Even if it's going to kill them, just like some poisonous thing is there on the ground, they pick it up, the first thing they do is put it in their mouth. And if you take it away, what do? They cry. You saved his life. Some poison was lying on the ground, some poisonous thing. He was going to put it in his mouth and become very sick and maybe die. And you've taken it away. What does he do? He cries. So our senses are like that, simply want to be engaged. But if we take that poison away from the little child and we give him some, when I was 9, how old are they? Tinker toys. And now we have, what do you call those things?
Legos.
Then he'll learn coordination, he'll increase his imagination, he'll be benefited. He just wants to be engaged. Whether eating poison or whether playing with Legos, he simply wants to be engaged. To the sense of like that, they simply want to be engaged. If you don't engage them in Krishna consciousness, then automatically they'll engage in sense gratification. And if we engage them in Krishna consciousness, and they feel a higher taste in Krishna consciousness, automatically the renunciation automatically comes. Bhagavatam says, Jnana Vairagya are born automatically. They're the children of bhakti. Gyanavairagya Bhakti's children. Automatically these things came. So we have to... This is actually practical spiritual life. We don't say give up anything. Just like in the classroom, the student is making some disturbance always. So what does the teacher do? She sits him in the corner, puts a dunce cap on, now you know how old I am. Don't move, don't speak, don't do anything. Don't eat, don't sleep, don't move. This is all negative. At least he stopped from his nonsense activity. But the good student, the teacher will come and say, now you monitor the class today. That is positive. So all this, the yoga practices like that, it is all negative. Stop, 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 stop. But we say, don't stop the senses, engage them in Krishna conscious activities. Then automatically they can do it. This is practical spiritual life. Singing and dancing for Krishna, seeing the beautiful paintings, hearing the beautiful sounds, use the mind to try to understand this wonderful philosophy of Krishna consciousness. This is positive spiritual life. So therefore, what does Prabhupada say? That even big professors, just like Prabhupada was mentioning this, he says that even big professors and learned men believe that there is no next life. Just like he went to Russia, he met Professor Katovsky. He says, Swamiji, when this life is finished, everything is finished. Even rickshaw puller on the street of Delhi, if you ask him about next life, he knows. And big professor in Russia, he doesn't know that there's next life. This Vedic civilization given us training from the beginning. We're very fortunate to have. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this verse of Rupa Goswami, what is that? Sruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatma Vini Bina. Bina means without. If one imagines himself very advanced in devotional service, just like you go to Vrindavan, you see so many people, so many men dressed up like gopis, with pierced nose and the whole thing. We have no reference to this instruction. It's just imagined type of thing. So Bina, without reference to the Puranas and the Smriti and Sruti, this is just a disturbance in society. We have to follow the Shruti and Smriti and Puranas. Other people don't, especially if you preach in India, you'll find many people, they say, we don't accept Smriti, we don't accept Shruti. Because it's Smriti, we know, one of the Puranas is Bihanardi Purana. It says, one verse we all know, even if the devotee is sound asleep, he whispers in his ear, what is that verse from Bihanardi Purana? Even in his sleep, he'll say, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Eva Kevala,
Kaluna
Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva,
Natilananda. That this verse is emphasizing over and over again that we must chant the holy name. How many emphases are there?
Three.
Three, you say, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The one emphasis is repetition. So that means to emphasize. But then, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva. Eva is not used very casually in Sanskrit. Whenever you put this tiny little word, two syllables, Eva, tiny little word, but you put it after any other word, boom, that becomes very heavy. Eva, Kevalam. Kevalam means only. This is also a very emphatic word. And so five so far. Then Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Eight emphases in this verse. The chanting the holy names is the recommended process in Asian Kali. Still in India, if you preach, you'll meet people say, no, we don't accept Smriti, we only accept Smriti. Upanishads. So there's one Kaliya Santra Upanishad, and there it describes that one day Narada Muni came to see his father, Lord Brahma, and he told Pita Sri, "I have just come from the earth. There the Kali Yuga is about to begin, and people will be suffering from the evil influence of Kali Yuga. So Pita Sri, please tell me how they can be freed from this evil influence of Kali Yuga." Well, Lord Brahma, he was very satisfied. Wow, buts. Because those who are younger than us, we dress as buts. You know buts? Calf. Because as soon as you see calf, then buts alayras immediately appears in your heart. So younger person, so Lord Brahma, he's addressing his son. Son said, Pitashri. Now Lord Brahma, he says, buts. Hey, buts. This is a very wonderful question. Because this question is meant for the benefit of everyone. Because ordinarily we ask the question for our swart, our own selfish interest. Because people in India especially think sadhu means yadu. Sadhu means jadu. The Maharaj, please bless me, my business not going well, please bless me, my business go nicely. Oh Maharaj, I have 30-year-old daughter still not married, please bless me, I can get her married very quickly. Oh Maharaj, my son ran away from home for 5 years, we didn't see him, please bless me. For our self-interest we ask questions. But Brahma was very satisfied. He said, Kalyani ke liye prashna. This question is meant for the benefit of all human society. So very satisfied, Lord Brahma said, hey Bhats, I will tell you, in this dark age of Kali, simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be free from the evil influence of Kali. Simply by chanting the holy name of Bhagwan Adi Puru Sri Narayan, one can be free from the evil influence of Kali. Just like yesterday, practically it was raining whole day. Is there anybody in Melbourne who can stop the rain? What's your Prime Minister's name?
Scott Morrison
can stop the rain. Nobody even in Vrindavan can stop. Even Trump can't stop the rain. But if we take an umbrella, rain is going on, but the influence of that rain is hardly coming on us. Rain is going on, we cannot stop it. But if we take an umbrella, then we're freed from that rain influence. The same way, nobody's there who can stop the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is marching on, we're seeing before our very eyes that Kali Yuga is marching on. But if we take the umbrella of the holy name,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Kali Yuga is going on, but hardly the influence is coming in. And Narada Muni said, Pita Sri, that's very nice. It's very wonderful. But this Naam Rupa Kaya, what is the form of this name? The chanting the holy name can save us, but what is the form of this name? And Lord Brahma says, hey Vats, the form of this name is like this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sodasha Nam Nam, Kalikama Shanashanam, Iti Sodasha Nam Nam. Dash means 10 and Sho means 6. 16 names, 32 syllables. Iti sodasha nam nam. Kali kalmasha. Kalmasha means the evil influence of Kali. Nashanam. We know this word nashanam from Bhagavad Gita, right? Pritranaya sananam. Nashanam. Kali kalmasha. Nashanam. These 16 names will destroy the evil influence of Kali. Iti sodasha nam nam. Kali kalmasha. Nashanam. Then Narada Muni says, Pita Sri, that's very wonderful, but tell me, what are the rules and regulations for chanting this name? It's good. Vidhi Kaya, it's good. Niti Kaya. And Lord Brahma says, hey Bharat, iske kisi prakar ka koi niyam nahi hai. There's no type of rule of regulation whatsoever. Then the devotees always ask them, why are we chanting 60 rounds, following four regular principles, going to Mangalarti, at least on Jamashtami, in Gorpurnima? Or then we visit Vrindavan, I hope. So why are we following all these rules of regulations? That is another thing. Just to give you an example, just like Mahaprabhu had one young boy named Gopal who was his servant, his personal servant. And Gopal was helping him in everything. So one time in the morning, Mahaprabhu would go to the jungle. That's the Indian way of saying we have to go to the toilet. So Gopal would wait with a pot of water to wash his hands. And the boy, he's only 4, 5, 6 years old. So a 5, 6 year old boy, he can ask any question without any inhibition. He can ask any question without any inhibition. So when Mahaprabhu returned from the jungle, then he said, Prabhu, Prabhu, why are you holding your tongue like this? Why are you holding your tongue like this? The little boy, without any ambition, he can ask any question. And Mahaprabhu said, oh Gopal, I am going to a very dirty place, to a very dirty thing, and this tongue, he never stops. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so I have to hold him like this. To stop him. A little boy, he can ask any question. He said, and Prabhu, at that time, pran nikalega, kya hoga? At that time, you leave your body, what will happen? That time, you leave your body, what will happen? And Mahaprabhu said, oh, Gopal, you have become my guru. You have become my guru. From that day, he became known as Gopal Guru, a great acharya in our line of spiritual masters. In fact, you can come to Vrindavan, I can take you over near Gopeshwar Mahadev. There's a place where there's Gopal Guru Kunj. His place is there. So, most mantras, they have some rules and regulations, but Desha, Kala and Patra. The place. So any place, even that place, one can chant the holy name. There's no such rule. Kala time. There's no time. Just like our Gayatri mantra, we chant on the Sunday, morning, noon and night. But for Hare Krishna, for chanting the name of the Lord, there's no question of time. Any time, any place. If you come to Vrindavan, 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll hear some sadhu running down the Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Any time, any place, just like we have at our Vrindavan temple, we have 24-hour kirtan going on. 24 hours a day kirtan is going on. And patra means person. Because like generally Vedic mantras are only chanted by Brahmins. But this Maha Mantra, it doesn't matter whether you're Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, whether you're Grihas, Vanapras, Sannyas, Brahmachari, whether you're man, woman, whether you're child, whether you're old person, any time, any place, anywhere, even that you don't even have to be born in, even foreigner can chant this holy name. So like that, there's no rule and regulation for chanting this holy name. And Lord Brahma said, Vatsa, I will tell you one thing. That even if you log on to Google and search through the Vedas, you will not find better remedy for Kali Yuga than this. I will tell you, this is the most secret thing of the Vedas. And these, in fact, the essence of the Vedas is contained within these 16 names. So this is from Kali Sandra Manisha, from Shruti. So from any point of view, this process for this Kali Yuga, the getting free from the evil influence of Kali, is chanting very loudly, very enthusiastically,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Any question? Yes, Prabhu?
after that the Vedas come into existence, as you know, the Vedas come into existence, has the Maha Mantra always been there before the existence of the Vedas?
Yeah, Maha Krishna's name is eternal. So Maha Mantra is eternal. Narad Muni was the one who brought it to this planet. All the Vedic mantras are eternal, actually. Very interesting question. Thank you. Any other question? What is it? Mahatma or Mahatma? I can't remember.
Mahatma.
You know, it is said that Radharani and Krishna never married, but Brahmani got them married in Manishi. You showed us.
Yeah, that was secret marriage. The Brahma was thinking in the future people may misunderstand Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So they had a fantasy wedding in the Bandir room. But there's no question of illicit for Radha and Krishna because Radha and Krishna are one. Prabhupada always quotes this verse from what do we call it? The Chaitanya Charitamrita? First, Adivida. Well, I think it's verse number 5. It's explained in verse number 4. Maybe that's verse number 4 explained. It's verse number 4 explained in verse number 5. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vidhi Chita Dini Shakshira Asmana Eka Manava Dibu Vibarade Arena Pragoto Chaitanya Kamma Tudata Vayam Chaitanya Mata Radha Bhava Dini Sivadaka Naomi Krishna Sivadam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Pranaya Prabhupada explains to me his loving pastimes between young boys and young girls. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vidhi Chita Dini Shakshira is manifestation of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Again, we have a tiny little Sanskrit that is not used casually. Certainly, it is one soul, deha vedam. Deha, we know. Deha means?
Body
or form. Deha vedam, just like we're studying this chincha, deha vedam. They have divided into two forms. It's one soul divided into two forms. So Radha Krishna one, there cannot be any question of illicit. But just to increase the ecstasy of the pastimes, they perform their leelas in Parakya Bhav. There's no question of Parakya because Radha Krishna one. Just like in Hindi we say the stolen mango tastes sweeter. Because I remember one time, first time I went to Mayapur, just down the street from our temple, there was a little gaggle of grass huts. And that poor man was telling me, I'm very poor. I said, you have so many mango trees growing in your yard. How are you poor? In America, they pick them, they bring them from somewhere, they pick them green, they get ripe in the store, they're not really very sweet, they cost about $5 each. Mm-hmm. Like what? How much? 350 rupees for 1 year? You're buying them for 60 rupees. They're paying 350 rupees. It doesn't even taste nice. You have nice fresh air blowing from the Ganga. You have your own piece of land. How are you poor? What was the point that I was making? I forgot. Stolen mango. So everybody in India, they have mango in their yard. But you sneak in someone else's yard and steal one. Just like one time, we took the group of boys to Javas, where the Parakya Rasa's Bhav is born. So I was thinking, how to get these young boys to understand such deep philosophy? As I said, just like, because it was Kartik time, I said, in a few days, Diwali will be there. And we'll go on the roof of the Gurukul and we'll shoot off so many rockets and sparklers and fountains and firecrackers, and there'll be a lot of fun. They say, oh yeah, but if you sneak down the hall and put one arm outside your teacher's room, well, that's much more fun. All the teachers went, oh. So therefore, Ramakrishna performed their pastimes in Parikiva. It's more exciting, it's more fun, it's more risk involved, losing your whole name in society, losing everything. You know, it's more exciting just to increase the rasa. So there's no question of Ramakrishna's illicit activity. It is all done in just to increase the rasa, the tastiness of the pastime.
You talked about no rules and regulations for chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Yeah.
And then we also mentioned that there are some of the other rules. Maybe you can explain that.
That's what I'm explaining is that what he means is no rule for Desha Kala Patra. In order to advance in Krishna consciousness, we're following so many rules of regulation. But for chanting the holy name, there's no rule. Anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place can chant the holy name. For our advancement in Krishna consciousness, then we follow, just to be promised that these four regular principles just make us bring us to the point of being a human being. Yes.
First is, you mentioned about the holy name, how one should chant holy name. And second is, if the mantra is same, but then how, there's, if you see, you know, certain, everyone has their individual relation with the holy name. How do you can explain that? Even the mantra is same, you said, everyone chant the same. But then, you know, you see different level of consciousness.
The first question was,
how to chant the holy name?
How to chant that properly explains, like a child crying for the mother. Because we're stuck here in this material world, we're suffering like anything, so much anxiety. It's like a child, as soon as the anxiety immediately, what does he do? He puts his hands in the sky. Mata! 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 Therefore we chant, we always raise our hands in the sky. Then we're calling for Mother Radha and Father Krishna to come save us from this material. So we should chant, begging for the mercy of the Lord. Just like a child crying. I've been serving these masters of anger, greed, and lust for so many lifetimes. They're never satisfied. In fact, they're beating me. Instead of being satisfied, they beat me more, more, more. Huh? The Prabhupada says, Hare means the spiritual energy. Now we're taking shelter of the material energy. The material energy is just beating us more, more. So now we're tired. Hare Krishna. We want to take shelter of that spiritual energy, which is eternity, bliss, and knowledge. So just like a child crying for his mother, we should chant the holy name. And another one was naturally, because we're all individual souls. We all have our individual relationship with Krishna. It's not that everything is one. That is the Maya philosophy. So we should all, everybody will have their own relationship with the name. Everybody will have their own relationship with Krishna. It's natural. Because Krishna comes as full variety. Just like we, on the way here, we passed through Singapore. And then they made these domes. And they have a rainforest and they have an incredible flower garden. Mm-hmm. We were amazed. We were thinking that, you know, you go to Dubai, and it's also just like Singapore, it's all flashy buildings are there. Nobody can compete with Dubai in crazy architecture. Huh? But at least in Singapore, they were making something natural. We got a little peek of what this was, can't even be, the spiritual sky must be a million times better. We saw these, so many incredible flowers we didn't even know exist. And they had beautiful waterfalls falling down with all kinds of greenery. And we got vision of what the spiritual sky must be like. And realizing this is, spiritual sky must be millions of times better. There's full variety, full of variety. We saw flowers and trees we couldn't imagine existing. There's full variety in spiritual sky. It's not. We don't want to merge into the light. Krishna consciousness is not static, it's ecstatic. Does that answer your question? So if there's no more questions, and we can all bow down to the very soft and wonderful Lord's feet, that the great personality who's given us all these evidences from Shruti and Smriti, engagements and Krishna consciousness according to those rules. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.